So as usual, we will spend a couple of minutes and to think, to do the practice of the seven limbs on our own. Obeisance to my Guru and protector Manjushri, who holds this heart as crucial text involving overseeing all things as they are, whose understanding shines forth as the sun, unclouded by the defilements or traces of ignorance, who teaches in 60 ways with the patient love of a father for his only son. All creatures caught in the prison of samsara, confused in the darkness of ignorance, overwhelmed by their suffering. You whose dragon thunder proclamation of the Dharma rouses us from the stupor of our delusions and frees us from the iron chains of our karma. Whose powerful sword of wisdom heals our suffering wherever its sprouts appear, clearing away the darkness of all ignorance. I entreat you, O Manjushri, whose princely body is adorned with the 112 marks of a Buddha, who has completed the 10 stages, achieving the highest perfection of a Bodhisattva, who has been pure from the beginning. O Manjushri, O Loving One, with the brilliance of your wisdom, illuminate the darkness enclosing our minds, enlighten our intelligence and wisdom, so that we may gain insight in the Buddha's words and texts that explains them.
ateşe takasanız şu bana şimdi karşı orta. Tamam. Tatanda anzu namjuda çeşebi mala sanji çozoma deyaki namji luksu luksu. Tapa döndü gari. So diyem karırasına so kulun çöğeşi diyeyim bari. Rıvak anzu çöğeni şeydi. Rıvak o çöğedi namjı çözü duayla camdu kukuyor. Çazana da camdu çöğe. Dan camsu çözü. Çıgan tamban yedik. Tiyanane da çöğela da Tepo çiçemang bu yüven anne, kabdi çiğni şeşedi, tepo çimbo çiçek yer. Cezan tepo çimbo çiğdi, tepo çimbo çosu doğala, da kulun semci çiğni nengu yer. O tinde içido, namcı sanci çözü matı çarsım dendi, kopa günsendi, da kulun çiğ içido imare.
Traditionally, before the start of a teaching session such as this, yeah. We recite the prayer of going for refuge and generating bodhicitta, isn't it? So, what is the purpose of reciting this prayer? Essentially, it is a means for us to adjust our motivation, for us to set the correct motivation for listening to the teachings and for explaining the instructions. So, in the first two lines of that prayer, it shows the going for refuge to the Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. So in order for this activity of listening to the teachings and for the explanation of the instructions to become a Buddhist practice. And such an activity must be conjoined with the going for refuge to the Buddha Dharma Sangha. Hence the first two lines of the prayer. And of the various teachings there are, Hinayana teachings, Mahayana teachings, what we are studying here is the teaching of the Mahayana, the teaching of the great vehicle. Therefore, in order for the activity of ours here to be a Mahayana practice, in order for it to be, in order to become a Mahayana practice, our motivation must be that of bodhicitta, generating the altruistic intention. Hence, the third and the fourth line of that prayer.
Oh, tindeshi ne? Tana ba shui chik tindeshi. Tine, bana ta ta shung la, ta shung chenpo la, ta 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 chun. Mare tosam jachin bu cheche lobjun chena da pendo kari yores da man da pa chwa le dinga chi chag yore chena da da shuba na shire pena sanje chozo ma du den bai na pena sanje chi jinjin su do gala da shum lobjun chi che sa ba ji na sanje chi jinjin su do gala ani chi sam lo kor do gala sam lo tang da mi da shi yong de chi sam lo jachi bu tang de chi ota sanje che jinjin se chigne la ba nang xin sim ki ding la sanje che jinjin se ding wan chi to ha yo ha chi yong tu yo le ro lo pu ya bu che ba na lo su cha zang xian ba na ne dang cha zang xian ba na
you know we always get we are often asked what's the benefit and what's the use of studying and learning or the Buddhist teachings in particular. What's the benefit of studying and learning these classic texts extensively? One can answer this question just by referring to this this prayer that we recite before class, isn't it? So you see what kind of thoughts comes up when you recite this prayer. For someone who has done a good deal of study, who knows who has a good overview and good grasp of the entire Buddha Dharma. So when one recites this prayer, for example, at the beginning one goes for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, isn't it? So if you have done some study, if you have finished your studies, then you have an idea, what the Buddha Dharma Sangha is. So when you think about what the Buddha Dhamma Sangha, if you think about them, it makes a difference. You know? There is a difference in understanding what they are. And you're able to, because of having done extensive studies, you're able to think about even just Buddha Dhamma Sangha in a, you know, just you know, in a more elaborate way, you know? And hence, you know, you're able to get some feeling, some taste, you know, of the words.
Yeah. What
If one has done an extensive learning study of the Buddha Dhamma, so if, then with respect to what Buddha Dhamma Sangha is, since one has a really good idea, good understanding, you know, then you know when one recites the refuge prayer, you know, then one you know is able to feel something from the heart, you know. You know, refuge is at the level of mind, and you're able to feel something, and the heart moves. Yeah, so you actually have refuge, you know, in your heart. So when one has a good idea and good understanding of what Buddha Dhamma Sangha actually is, yeah. So when you recite this refuge prayer, your heart is not dry. It's, you know, it moves your heart, and you have real refuge in your heart. You know, the attitude is there. Yeah. And if you have, you know, if you have the kind of understanding, the kind of faith in the Buddha Dhamma Sangha, then naturally, you know, naturally, you will also aspire to become Buddha Dhamma Sangha. And this wish will, this interest to, or this aspiration to become like them naturally arises. And of course, respect, you know, respect and appreciation for what the Buddha Dhamma Sangha arises naturally, yeah. And then what about the bodhicitta, you know? So, you know, relating to the refuge, you know, for what purpose, you know, for whom are you going to take refuge in the Buddha Dhamma Sangha? Essentially, it is for others, yeah, for living beings, for sentient beings, yeah. You all look dazed. Huh? Hello? Are you all here? Long day. Oh, there's a bat outside. A bat just arrived. A bat. So in the beginning of this text, Lama Tsongkhapa takes great pains to eliminate many of the misconceptions that we have in our minds. Yeah. He does so precisely because, you know, we all get stuck because of those misconceptions in our minds, and the reason why we're not able to engage in our studies and practices because of all those misconceptions. So therefore, it is vital to eliminate them from the beginning. Then, even with respect to, you know, learning the Dharma, you know, when one listens to the teachings or when one explains the instructions, when one teaches others, yeah. If one doesn't know how to listen, if one doesn't know how to teach, and then of course there will be problems as well, faults. Yeah. So therefore, then we also need to know how to actually listen to a teaching and how to teach.
Tā nui ki jīn sūm dāng māndēpā gōne nyēngu kore sīkā rē. Tā tīne tūngjēn dūshē chūk o tsāngyō gōne āni chū nyēngu kore sīkāzāng sūngshē. Tā tīne sūngshē. Tā tūnda āni chī chū nyēndu gōne rāngla nui ki jīn sūm dī dīngi nimi dūs. O tī sānglo tāng gōhī bārē. Dīngi dū na nui tī sē gōhī bārē. Tā tūnda rōhā. Jīn tī sē gōhī bārē.
Then you have to understand the essence of what was covered here. Then let's say with respect to how we should actually listen to the teachings. Yeah. So we are advised to listen to the teachings through abandoning the three faults of a vessel and relying on the six ideas, isn't it? So from your own side, you know, you have to see if you actually possess any of the faults of a vessel or not. You know. So if you realize that you actually possess the faults of the vessel as mentioned in the teachings, then you have to eliminate those faults from your own side. Yeah. You should also check if you actually possess the six ideas, you know. So if any of the six ideas are lacking in your mind, then you have to strive to basically to acquire, to develop those six ideas in your own mind.
O tinde sumse ta tine ma ti jela ta so so chue ni se che di ta ran ju tu ya shen la pian to ya ta tar tu na ta tinde si ta man ta la ku ki wa re no wa tinde si to ni nyan ko ya ta rang ki chue nyan che ani ya po ji shen ba yi na ani shen la pian to chi tu be ta chue she she shen la pian to Shana Lando with Ned Dintavella, Jabber Chimbu Yungware, Roshing, Shana Che Shavala, and some look on the Chirguyame, or the Sunguyare Dinema.
Yes, okay. So at the very least, the motivation that one should have for listening to the teachings is subduing our own minds, and to have the thought of benefiting others, yeah. Because if one learns the Buddha Dharma well, then one is able to teach, to show the Dharma to others, and you're able to point out to others, you know, what they should discard and what they should cultivate, and in such a way, you know, one is able to bring great
benefit to others. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 다 딘데기 다 도와줘야지 지도 다 최심의 배인 송해 로와 딘데 도와줘야지 지도
We are supposed to listen to the Dharma, to the teachings, with a mind of delight and delight and enthusiasm. Yeah. So, in order for that to happen, therefore, we first have to contemplate on the benefits of listening to the Dharma, isn't it? So, therefore, there's this section in the text that deals with the benefits of listening to the Dharma, isn't it? Likewise, when explaining the Dharma, when teaching the Dharma, one should do it enthusiastically as well, with delight. Yeah, and also in order to make that happen, you know, so then one should also contemplate on the benefits of teaching the Dharma. Yeah.
Oh, today so, that mandala mandala ya, that rang is chu kang shabati, an shala shen du kang la mandala mandala ya, that kar swata. Kola, Chambadan, Zawa, Tindegi, Sambe, Tone, Tatondani, Rang Kang Shabadi, and Shanata, Shekwe, or Tisung.
So, and when teaching the Dharma, when explaining the Dharma, the very minimum, one should do it with a mind of concern, sincere concern, and love for the listener. Yeah. You just want to help, yeah. So that is the very minimum,
yeah. What to see? Kazan Tikola Sumashik and Yagashik Tito Penata Kazas Rangi Jugi, the Nimumbas, Tatunda, Nimumbas or Sebala, Ani Karasena, the Nyamne.
Then in the last lesson, we looked at a piece of very important advice, yeah, isn't it? So we should understand that, we study and we practice in order to eliminate the afflictions in our minds, okay? But we have to understand that, kind of a 6:30 practice and 6:30 listening to the Dharma. I mean, anyway, it's like, just doing a little bit of this and a little bit of that. You know, that is not going to go very far in helping us to achieve our goal. Yeah. Okay. So we say, in English, we say part time. You know, part time kind of practice and part time kind of study. Yeah. So okay. So that's the first thing to understand. Okay, but so even if one listens and studies the Dharma well, with respect to the instruction, the teaching that you're going to listen to, you're going to study, you're going to practice, the instructions should contain the aspects. Should be an instruction that covers the entirety of the path. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It must cover something. It must cover the whole path. Okay, so and on top of that, one's practice and one's study, must be continuous. Must be like the constant flow of a river.
Yeah.
So although at the beginning, It is difficult for us to do a complete practice, isn't it? It is difficult for us to do everything. But what it is important for us is to make sure that we leave an imprint in our mind to be able to practice a path that is complete in all aspects. You follow? We must leave imprint in this life as much as possible so that an imprint to be able to practice the entire path.
Yeah. Jidang lende ke namsha da jiba de da le de le sene men da tonda ni da da tonda junsen chik da chadang wal nyamsu leng gwa de da le so so nya ba le ma che ba da mi che ba da tonda ne ga tin de la tuk de ge wa de jidang da lam chadang nyamsu leng tu ye ji la da pa che nya ba de jo ku wa de ro le so so nya ba le ma che ba da mi che ba da junsen ti de ne du bin gwa de da
So it's important, yeah, okay, for all of us to do that, to leave the imprints in our minds. And what kind of imprints? The imprints of that will enable us to be able to practice the complete path in its entirety. Okay? And that this is connected, the two characteristics of karma. Yeah. So, you know, karma is such that if we do not create the cause, we will not meet with the result. Okay, that is one of the characteristics of karma. Another characteristic of karma is that but once we create the cause, the result will not disappear on its own accord. Okay? So this is related. So the need to leave an imprint in our minds to be able to practice the entire path in its entirety, in whole, is related to these two characteristics of karma. And what we need is to ensure that from life to life, and yeah, not just here in this life, but from life to life in all the future lifetimes to come, we need to ensure that we will have conditions, a good basis, the right kind of rebirth, you know, so that we can continue in our study and practice. Yeah, okay. And on top of that, we need all the good qualities, you know, and the good qualities associated, good qualities, you know, during these good rebirths. Yeah, such as long life and a
lack of sickness, yeah.
So without these qualities such as a long life and a life that is not afflicted by sicknesses and illnesses and so forth. But these qualities are very important. In fact, they are a necessity for us to be able to continue our study and practice. Having these qualities alone is not enough. On top of that, you know, we need to have devotion. or you know, usually translated as faith, yeah, faith, devotion, and we need to have wisdom as well, wisdom. Yeah. So these are essential qualities in order for us to become a suitable vessel for learning the Dharma.
디땡도 다 텐데지 연에 대성게 느낌이도 알바 다 가려거서는 디땡도 때는 제외신이 다 최된 얘기 다 제외신이 가려서 왔다 생이도 때 맛이 과해 태양 대성게 미쇼와 디엔 니신도 제수진 맛이 과해 알바 디게 아니지 배 가도 있는 제수진이지 알바 니신도 제수진이지 텐데지 아니 고구여래
And these again alone are not sufficient. So on top of this, we need to have access to a qualified teacher, a virtuous friend who will show us the path, will guide us the path. And that again is not enough. We must ensure that we will be taken care of. Yeah. And to be taken care of, and to be taken care of, and to be guided, you know, happily by such a qualified virtuous friend, a guru.
What in this? That tige an tige mitwa. Rwa ta karse na tige tondo yang do ta ngag shung number thapala ta tonda thosam gomsum ani chik sushin do chikwa rwa thapa ani samba gomba ota shung.
And on top of that, then we need to be able to engage, you know, correctly in the threefold activity of hearing the teachings, reflecting on them, and meditating or familiarizing ourselves with those teachings. You know. And the teachings here are the teachings of Sutra and Tantra. Yeah.
어떻게 되네? 딘델라 때네 또 더다 되네? 다 탈도 가르세나? 다 탐색이 산지의 고반이 두꾸구요 하래. 그러와 탈도 라나메베 대화디 아니 두꾸구요 하래. 그러와 탈도.
And then at the end, at the very end, at the end of the day, you know, what's the purpose? What are we going to do? What are we doing all this for? What we need at the end of the day is to achieve the highest bliss. Yeah. Highest bliss. You know, bliss, shiok, which is the unsurpassed state of enlightenment. Gongan is enlightenment, right? But then the highest bliss, right?
Tinde shin, that tikanga mandala kukuyore, that tondangi, chitsatang mandala chang kukuyore, rwa. That tik kukuyore, chitsatang mandala kuyashi chakitwa, rwa.
So, you know, all these things, you know, that I've mentioned so far, are the things that we actually need, yeah. We need, yeah.
Oh, today in that, that Karasena, that Titamjela, that Tundaji Kuku or the Ina and Kobala, and Jukuku or Jumela, Tinda Tuku or Maris, Chesanga, that Jinzen Tichana, that Lamji, that Tomar, that Lamji, Chayongso, Zokatini, that Shumano Chigla, and Chigla, Kantu, Nienche, Pasha Joko, Chazan, the Pasha Joko, as you sung your.
You got the shopping list, not? You got it, what we need, Because if we don't get what we actually need, then what's going to come is not going to make sense, Okay, so so we need this, Okay, having said that, you know, you have this whole list of stuff that we need, but it's not going to just drop from the sky, you know, without a cause, You know, things don't arise from without a cause. So we need to create the causes now. So one of the causes that we need to create is basically study and learn, read, you know, those classic texts, those important instructions, you know, that shows, you know, the entire path, not just a portion, but the entire path. Because we need to leave that kind of imprint in our minds. The imprint of having studied and having learned, you know, these teachings that shows the entire path. Okay?
Oh, tinde shune. Ta tonda tinde shue chik tere. Ta tonda karsa na pena ta manzo ta shung jia shimu cha zang da yung ma. Ta chung na re. Chanju lam yirin ba dita wula ta nishe che. Ani samlo tang. 아니 박사 강도도 적어야 알아봐 텐데 적어야나 다다나 강의 시합지 차장시 단다지 두터지 연구야 교사교야 다다다.
So
교용수도 없이 다 박사 시합지 연구로와.
So for our purpose here, if we are able to learn the Lam Rim well, the you know the stages of the path of enlightenment, to learn it. Learn it, study it, and then reflect on it and do it well, then we'll be placing all these imprints in our minds. Yeah. And by doing this, we are basically then, we will be actually we are creating the causes for all those things that we mentioned earlier to happen.
Yeah. So, Karsonata, Lamen Nature, Doshita, Candela, Jaman, Lamen Nature, Otindeji, Anishita, Kang Tutu, Jignam, Chikwe, Anit Titendu, Anishi, Tinemata, Lamrin, Yonsu, Tinata, Yinti Shijumata, Otindeji, Anishi, Rangi, Lola Simchi, Anin Jundu, Kandu Chevashi, Anis Samote, Kandu Chigina, Tako Nunche, Anis Simting Pasha Joella, Chabachimoyo.
So, if possible, it would be excellent if one is able to engage in the practice of Guru Yoga every day, such as the Guru Yoga of Lama Tsongkhapa, called the 100 Deities of Tushita. So, in short, it's called Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga. And then in that practice of Guru Yoga, if one is able to recite a Lam Rim prayer, a prayer that contains the essential points of the entire Lam Rim, a prayer such as the foundation of all good qualities, then it will be very good, because every time we recite that the prayer, every time we think about the prayer, we reflect on the prayer, we are leaving an imprint of the entire path. So if possible, it would be good to memorize that the prayer, the foundation of all good qualities. It's not long, it's not difficult, yeah. Because it makes a difference, and because once you memorize it, then you're able to reflect on it, you know. And when we talk about reflecting on such a prayer, it's not as if you have to, like, you know, put aside a very special time, you know, but one can do it in the course of one's daily activities, because once you have memorized it, yeah, you can do it anywhere, isn't it? Whether, you know, about, you know, as you're about traveling, for example, you know, then, you know, you can just think about the prayer, think about the meaning of the prayer. And if you're able to do this, you know, memorize the prayer, and then and on the basis of having memorized the prayer, if you reflect on it, you'll be able to leave a very strong, very thick, powerful imprints on our minds. Yeah.
Oh, today is some good. That today, right? That that is nothing. That lam, that Shungdian, and this lam is just chasing what doing is. Manu aim pas. Oh, today is quiet. Just that today, that when you are shiva nothing, that passage, that then some today, very good. La, chasing yamsu lian tu nani ya bole lian ma tu nani ya. That chasing ma ji, kalso. 진보 삼나 당시에 삼나 바제 쪽도에 용 남이 용수도 봐라 바제 쪽도나 아니 시 대상 터베 아니 고바 개발진 시 터베 어딘들이셔.
And also we need to learn, study, and rely on an unmistaken teachings, an unmistaken instructions, and such as the Lam Rim here, the stages of the path to enlightenment. That is important, especially at this time. Having obtained a favorable condition of rebirth, you know, for the study and the practice of the Dharma. So at this time, even let's say in this life, at this juncture where we have obtained this perfect opportunity, even if we are unable to put into practice, you know, the entire path, you know, or put into practice everything that is mentioned in the teachings. But at least if we can place the imprint, at least if we can leave imprint of having learned and studied the entire path, the Lambrim. And then, as much as possible, as and when we are able, we think about what we have learned, meditate on it, think about it. So then we will be leaving very strong imprints on our minds. Yeah. Okay?
어든지네 다 뒤땡네 다 뒤데 당아서 다 망보신 거래 다 옹슈는 지그래 말했으면 다시 옹카도 쇼거를 세던 다 간데 거래서 뒤데 다 저 망보 연구야 다 돈다닝보 다 가르스나 다 다 이슈와나 시래 파시아지는 야보도 조국이야 대상 투비 투디라 파시아 야보도 조국이야 최장 다 옹슈 다 뒤데 신나양 다 조 꿀롱디 다 옹슈야 당 다 나기 슝도도 니시시 조디 가르스나
And is it okay to take initiations? When is a good time to take initiations? No? So the answer in general is this. Yeah. Of course, it is important to take the opportunity to leave the imprint of having learned and studied the tantric teachings on our mental continuum. Yeah. But the main thing here is your motivation. Yeah. So if your motivation for taking initiations and for learning Tantra is really looking for enlightenment. If your motivation is that, and your motivation is to be able to meet with the Tantric teachings from life to life, then it is okay.
What is it? Taganashi, Anishi Rangi, Lamatang, that the Tedawa, Nishabi, Telan, Tishi, Tabachi, that the day is in the Onshushi, and Ani kasuara ta debachi ta tinzo tamje ta tonda sanje ta tonda chajendo somno tangje rwa tindege tonye ta ngagi ani chi ongshuya tang ngagi chinye cheche bache shaya tang ta tonda ini ta nyungbo di sanje kubang toyage chidu ta tamje la ta bache chwaya tindege tonye ta pechen ta ongshuya tang ngagi chinye nyemba tang tindege chine pechen ta digi yore rwa.
And so, of course, one needs also unshakable faith, yeah, in the Tantra itself. And you also need that kind of faith towards not only the instructions, the Tantric instructions, but also towards the Guru, who gives you those Tantric empowerments and teachings. Yeah. So you will need all these conditions. Yeah. But the essence of which is basically, the essence is your wish to learn Tantra and to take initiations and so forth must really be looking, enlightenment. You're looking for enlightenment. Okay? So if you're looking for enlightenment for others, then taking Tantric teachings and listening and so forth then becomes a condition then to be able to do that. Yeah. And if one has such a motivation, if it is clear, then of course, then it is all right. Yeah. To engage in tantric practice.
Oh, tinde dochir sha ta tene karere da. Dokshin ta kazon samden kawai na da. Kazon samden tene. Ta damba ngoji lama chi ta tibe rimba la shi. Rimba shepa sedir sha da.
Okay, so the next so we continue with the text. So next is how to lead the students with the actual instructions.
What is it? That Shibala Nis, the Lamji Tao, Shinget in the Sudan, then Lucida, Rimbabos, Tambola Nis, never gave it Jungsu to the Shep, Jungsu to the Tambabos.
Uh, So how to lead the students with the actual instructions basically has two parts. Yeah. First is how to rely on the teacher, the route or the path, and then the stages of how you train your mind in the path after you have relied on the teacher. Okay. Then of these two, the first one, how to rely on the teacher, on the route of the path, basically has two points here. First, a somewhat elaborate explanation for developing certainty, you know. And then next is a condensed explanation or presentation of how to sustain that.
Oh, tinde sunse tinde ma ta tam ta tambo te la ta ton da ni kare sun le me ju la ta ton da ni lam ge chaw sin ni ten so se ta te ni se ta ni se ke bi chung se to de she ba se din sa ta tinde ma yin te tam jin lam ma la re ba ten ba ta ton da ni ta le me ju la ta ton da ani si yin de na ji ke ba ta si ju na ji ji ba yin che 내가 탐지기 잡아 담배 신인 배에서 통마 뒤에 댄서 같이 하고 있어.
어, so first, as all goodness, I think temporary happiness and definite goodness. Yeah. Starting from the development of a single positive quality. And the reduction of even a single thought in the mind of the disciple, all of this has its root in the excellent teacher. So therefore, the way to rely upon the teacher is very important at the beginning. So the importance of relying correctly on the teacher is not something that is peculiar only to Buddhism, yeah. Isn't it? In general, whatever we want to learn, whatever skill we want to pick up, you know, we have to rely on a teacher, isn't it? Yeah, isn't it? Even in our secular studies, you know, in terms of modern education, you know, acquiring knowledge, you know, by relying on the teacher is very important, isn't it?
진대송에 따뜻한 계획을 때마다 계신보래 선제를 무지했다 계획은 수신도 땡고래 계획은 땡고래스 계획은 때마이나 따 계획은 아 계획은 수신도 땡고래스 드네마다 가레스 거르스나 따 계획은 수신도 땡고이나 따 계획은 간대시 거래스 따뜻한 따디 송해
So here Lama Tsongkhapa is emphasizing the need, you know, to rely correctly on the teacher, okay? And since it is so important to rely correctly on the teacher, then with respect to the kind of teacher that one relies on, what kind of defining characteristics, what kind of qualities should that teacher possess? So in this regard, there are six points. The defining characteristics of the one to be relied on, the virtuous friend. Yeah. Virtuous friend is means guru. Yeah, virtuous friend. Yeah. Then next is the defining characteristics of the one who relies. That means the student. The defining characteristics of the student. Then the third one is the way in which the student relies upon the teacher. Next is the benefits of relying on the teacher. Then next is the drawbacks or the faults of not relying correctly. And then the last one is a summary of the summary of these points. So okay, next, the text goes on to identify what the lama is. Lama in Sanskrit is guru. So identifying what a guru is. So although generally speaking, in terms or from the viewpoint of the individual vehicles, a lot is said about this in the Buddha's excellent words, along with the commentaries. However, the following, what is going to come here, the explanation here, only a virtuous friend guiding one on the path to enlightenment, the Mahayana. I'll just read an alternate author. Alternate translation again. However, the following is a description of a teacher who instructs you in the stages of the path of the three persons of different capacities and guides you to the Mahayana, which is the path to Buddhahood. Will be presented. So basically, now the text will discuss, what are the defining characteristics that a person of the guru who is capable of leading you on the complete Mahayana path to Buddhahood. Okay, we are talking about the defining characteristics of this kind of guru. So in the ornament for the Mahayana Sutras, it says that the student, the disciple, must rely on a teacher who has 10 qualities. And I think I'll read from an alternate translation. It's more accurate. Okay? This is very important, this quotation. Okay? Perhaps you want to write it down. For those of you who have the book, you don't have to, but you know. Rely on a Mahayana teacher who is disciplined, serene, thoroughly pacified, has good qualities surpassing those of the students, is energetic, has a wealth of scriptural knowledge, possesses loving concern, has thorough knowledge of reality, and skill in instructing disciples, and has abandoned dispiritedness. Anyway, it will be captured in the transcript, okay? You guys are aware that the transcripts are available, yeah? Evan? Yeah.
도시네. 다 도마르 다텔라 신이 투아. 사토 다텔라 다 장가진 야고다 디셰다 지라 용고도 용해. 다 신이 투아 수도가라 다 직신이. 다 돈다니 되기. 아 주름이 라베 아니 시런지 투아지고 그래 송그이가 다 당복거랑 장가시나 투아 수도가라 주름이 라베 뉴 투아지고 그래 송하시다.
Okay, the explanation of these 10 qualities will come soon. But first, let's get the 10 right. Yeah? What are the 10? So the first one is disciplined. The first quality, disciplined. So the Mahayana teacher must have disciplined themselves through the practice of ethics.
What does it mean? That's singing to us.
Then the second quality is being literally in Tibetan, if you translate in English, it's called pacified. But it doesn't sound very atas. So serene means has the connotation of calm and pacified. So serene means the Mahayana teacher must have the, pacified his or her own mental distractions through the practice of concentration. Okay? So therefore making his or her mind serene.
What took you into that? But that's somebody that never shiva said that to that. Never shiva said it to that. Sherabi Labadan Dembekone Tanyawar Shiva Seta Nimobala Soba Tatona Tusumta Nimosik Tatinzola Soba Tanyawar Shiva Seta Sherabi Labadan Ne Sherwa.
So the third quality is that the Mahayana teacher should have is to be thoroughly pacified. And this is it indicates a quality that comes from the training in wisdom. Because of having trained in wisdom, then the teacher then pacifies his or her own mental afflictions, such as the three mental poisons.
Oh, this one. Then I'm at the yonder lava. So this that on the chick that on the shiva the yonder lava. So that on that one, Karasana, Kangla, Chegi, Loma, Tele, that yonder chela quasi quai that on that.
So the fourth defining characteristic is that having good qualities, surpassing those of the students. Yeah. So the teacher must possess qualities that exceed, that surpasses those that he or she is going to teach.
What does it mean? That's what you said. That's what you said.
So the next quality or defining characteristic is energetic, gaolat. that means that. The teacher is the Mahayana teacher should be energetic, puts effort, is enthusiastic about accomplishing the welfare of others, helping others. Yeah.
Then we have the long chupa. See that on that. Anything the mouth to the lung chupa, start on that, soon up with the long as of Mandu to the that on the Taba chis that red Taba Pusum Toba, Ravata, the soon of diamond, the twist that in the shinny start on the Rava. Then this Pusum Toba should go ahead.
Next characteristic is having a wealth of scriptural knowledge. That means having heard extensively, having learned extensively all the different teachings.
That is dinema, that dinema, that dimbadi, tini rabdu tolas, 다 티카르스 아프타 셰랍기 슬라바 다 셰랍기 라바 캬바라 와시다 토다
에 지금은
오늘 왔다 테코나니 똑바 세시다 토다
롱기 드나 제와 제위 안 됩니다
저 칸데스 롱크초 디니 랍도 돌라 마게덴스
디 강 아 또아 제와
저거도 쇼라르다 제베다 이거 뻥라든 스 쇼도
이제 롱
아
롱기
롱크초 버도 사라
아 야 so next is I mean the next is having thorough knowledge of having thorough knowledge of reality, okay?
What that thing is up to talk last? That the decision of the Kadayumina, Pena Karsana, that thing is up to talk last, said it all. That Pena Pena, that Shurgi Tametobe on the Sinishana, and Tikimed of Tana Della. That Chugi dame tope. Tini rab tu topa. Chugi dame topa la chare. Tat lakbar tu tat tajibi shungi shiayi. Tat tanda. Tat tumo mai pe tuni. Tat chugi dame totang shungi la. Tinte chana pe sin tiki mendo. Tat ngar yegi ta. Karsuwar ta. Sherab ki laba sedi. Tat ranjuba minchegi. Tat tawa. Tawa la chare. Kabdi tat. Tini rab tu tola sedi, tajibi lungi shebe da, tatoni tomo tobe, tawanang. Tende shekab na debas tukja na, peche kare, ching peche kare na tijardu samsu, kuni kebarti.
So, having thorough knowledge of reality, so one can explain this to mean having a the realization of the selflessness of phenomena, in particular, basically having the realization of the emptiness as explained by the most advanced Buddhist philosophical school, the consequence middle way school, Prasangika Madhyamaka. Yeah. So here, having a knowledge of reality, and what is the difference between this and the third quality, being thoroughly pacified? Because being thoroughly pacified is a quality arising from training in wisdom, isn't it? So what's the difference in the wisdom there and the knowledge of reality here? See? So having a thorough knowledge of reality here is one perhaps can take this to mean having an understanding, as I mentioned earlier, an understanding of realization of emptiness as according to the highest school. Yeah. Whereas the earlier, the quality, the third quality, which is related to the training in wisdom, perhaps that can mean a realization of a reality or emptiness as presented in the autonomy middle way school and all the schools below that. Yeah. Don't worry, it will come in the transcripts if you want all those technical words. Yeah. But the point is that we're trying to see the difference between being thoroughly pacified and having a thorough knowledge of reality, because these two are related to wisdom. Yeah. So there must be a difference, isn't it? So the point here is now explaining perhaps what are the different interpretations of these two. Yeah. And what is it that differentiates these two? Okay, that's what we're trying to do here. Boleh? And I forgot what I have to say next. being thoroughly pacified is related to be all. One can explain the difference in between these two qualities and from the manner of realizing emptiness. Yeah. thoroughly pacified, which is the third quality, perhaps it is related to realizing emptiness inferentially. Inferentially. Whereas here, the quality of having thorough knowledge of reality, perhaps this means having a direct perception of a reality, emptiness, rather than an inferential understanding. Okay? So, Mr. Gishala mentioned that he seemed to remember that this is what is mentioned in one of the commentaries.
But I don't remember.
So we did look at this in the last basic program. Yeah. So Gishala said he cannot remember what he said then. So do you guys remember what was said then?
Probably, I think 6 years ago I said something, now I forgot. What I said? So, did you find out?
Tonight.
Only tonight. I think I'd mentioned before, no? What did you say?
If it is translated correctly, yeah.
So, Kashila, just to clarify, because at the bottom of page 20, for that quality of realization of suchness, it says here that, however, even if this is not present, that is the direct realization of emptiness, it is said that this criteria is also fulfilled by a realization through scriptures and reasoning. So, that sounds like an inferential a realization of emptiness. So it seems to be saying here, under realization of suchness, either realization of the selflessness or phenomenon, or even an inferential realization is acceptable. But they are all under that same criteria, which is realization of suchness. Can Geshe-la please clarify that?
Jua sor sum dehista. Mundu jua sum sum toko zamare. Jikar jirdu. Mundu jua bise. Anat ya konani. Mundu jua sor sum de. Musum do zano. Ta lenja plan tinde yungu yetu ta tena. Kadi ta tini topa nis. Shara gu laba chabar jen. Ta chugi tamme. Topa hams. Yana topa ham. Kalorda.
What Cecilia is talking about is actually at the bottom of page 20. In this text is translated as realization of suchness, which is fine. The alternate translation which I read earlier has it as knowledge of reality. Okay? So whether it's knowledge of reality or realization of suchness, we're talking about the same thing. Okay? So here, realization of suchness, kasa, refers to training in wisdom. The word special is missing. Actually, it should be refers to the special training in wisdom, which is the realization of the selflessness of phenomena. So this is what I've explained earlier, isn't it? So if we take this realization to mean the realization of the selflessness of phenomena, especially that is explained in the consequence of Middleway School, yeah. Okay. Then, alternatively, or in another way, it is said to be the best if the teachers have a perception of reality. Perception means here referring to direct, no? And direct realization of emptiness, yeah. But of course, So only the text does say that. However, even if this is not present, it is said that this is acceptable. It is acceptable for the teachers to know reality through scripture and reasoning, isn't it? So this is acceptable, isn't it? So if you say that this is acceptable, then the thing here is that you have to be able to differentiate this option which is acceptable between this and the third quality, thoroughly pacified. Then how are you going to explain? Is this acceptable? Yeah? It is acceptable, yeah.
어떻게네 따던다다 시원하시래 따던데 시다는 개발산 되기도 이난데라 섬나 땅거로와 아저면 송인산 데다 섬나 땅거에 따 조조 따 뒤니 개발디 따 당보디 따 안주바 민책이 따 따와 셔럽라 자시 따 단다 셔럽 개발와 세디 따 타지비 눈이 셰베 돈이도비 셔럽라 자시 뒤니를 개발 독수여스나 남나에 한 뒤기 여담에 섬나 땅에 따가 나시 땅가르기디 따 돈이
You follow what we are trying to establish here? We're trying to see the difference between two qualities here. One of which is the quality of being thoroughly pacified. And that, as I explained earlier, has to do with the training wisdom, isn't it? Then here, you have another quality of knowledge of reality or the realization of suchness, emptiness, which is related to wisdom. Yeah. So what is the difference between these two? Basically, we're trying to establish. Yeah. So there are different ways to interpret this and the difference. Yeah. So the first one is this. The quality of being thoroughly pacified refers to having an understanding of emptiness from the perspective of the autonomy middle way school, which is the second highest school. From the autonomy middle way school and all the schools below that. That means not the best lah. Not the highest lah. Then, whereas the knowledge of reality or realization of suchness, yeah, refers to the special training in wisdom. And special here refers to the realization of emptiness as asserted, as presented in the highest school, the consequence middle way school. Okay, so you see, this is the first interpretation. Ya bukio ah? Huh? Ya bukio?
Ati, konzo cik kange sih gure tak karsena tatanda.
So, of course, I mean, one of the reasons why perhaps some of you find it difficult is that because you've not for those of you who are new in that sense, who have not studied who did not study Some of these things, yeah. Of course, you will find it difficult. So there's not a problem with Taiji, it's normal. So, but those of you who studied shouldn't find any problems, yeah. Okay? So you shouldn't find any problems,
Tibo.
So for those of you who did the previous basic program, now you know when I say the quality of thoroughly pacified is related to having the view of emptiness from the autonomy middle way school and below that. And when I talk about the realization of suchness, I'm talking about the realization of emptiness according to the Prasangikas and the consequence of middle way school. Now you have some idea, yeah? And you have some idea, you know, the distinctions in the presentation of selflessness and so forth, yeah. So yeah. So those of you who have not studied this, don't worry, okay? It's okay. You're not to blame, yeah. But it will come. It will come. You see, you have to understand that the lamrim, the stages of the path to enlightenment, this particular genre of teaching, it is what the lamrim is essentially is. What does it do? It condenses the subject matter of the three scriptural collections, you know. It condenses the essential points and the subject matter of these three scriptural collections into one particular, you know, into a such a text like this. So of course, without having done some of these studies, one will not be able to understand, you know, what every single thing that is mentioned here, isn't it? You know? So it will come. It will come, don't worry, okay? And the point is not to lose heart, you know. It will become clearer as it will come, yeah. So the subject matter will come. But you also must come for that, lah. that's my own rubbish. Yeah, it's true, isn't it? The subject matter come, but you don't come, there's no point.
Oh, tinderisha, tinema, tine karerata. Ma kedens, that tinde insareta, duchatiwe rimbadan tumbarasta.
Having skill in instructing the disciples, yeah, okay. That means the person is skilled in putting across the instructions to the listener, to the student, and is skilled in guiding them according to their ability. Then possess the teacher should possess a loving concern. That means possessing a sincere love concern for the disciples that are to be guided.
Yeah.
And the Mahayana teacher should have abandoned dispiritedness. That means the teacher should not be someone, you know, who, if let's say, the teacher has to explain over and over again because the students don't understand. Yeah. So if the teacher should not be sian. Should not be tired, no, or sian, or having to say the thing over and over again. So with respect to the Mahayana teacher, yeah. So and of course the different degrees of qualifications or degrees of competency. So ideally, of course, the Mahayana teacher, the ideal Mahayana teacher is the one who possesses all 10 defining characteristics, lah.
This one, the Chidan, that Jermuji Lamrim, and it bears Yakushiradwa, then a Jewishing thing for us, that Jewishing it, then a Jewishing Kandiji Quarters, that on that. Today, that Jewishing sing it in the Dambush Quarter, Senator, sing it into Susu Shambarchish. Or sing it the Sangagi Jewishing it, Hakoshe, Susu Sequa, that on that. That Jesimus, you Jesimus in the Sunguer.
So if you look at this, Lamrim is wonderful, isn't it? Lama Tsongkhapa explains clearly what kind of teacher we should rely upon. So you know, he explains, so basically we ourselves, we have to know what to look for in the teacher. So in the sense, in the case of a minor teacher, we need to know these are the 10 qualities, to know what the 10 qualities are. And on the basis of knowing what they are, then you have to look for yourself. You see the search for a teacher who actually possesses these qualities.
What did they sum up? That Tinema, Tia Ramu to us, that Tindejila, that Seche, that Lome Dengue, the Tin Judan Demas, Seche, Lomagi, Anish Telata, Dengue, the Sungus, Tia, that Ramma Duvis, that Ramma Duvis, Shin to a name of Sungus, Shin to Lamate, Toma Rangi.
So on the near the top of page 20, it is furthermore it says that someone who is not disciplined himself, for that reason, is not in a position to discipline someone else. A spiritual master guru. Disciplining others has to be someone who has first disciplined his own mind.
That is them. That thing on the summit. That did them barawa. Penata shen duella, and it tamburangi, rangi tuasi quay, rangchen and madonasi, simchen and dumadonasi, and it gave a shing sing sim tutu, a kapu imbare. Chatan, the tomar, that tabachim gave a shing in sedi, the korang simdi, tuasi quay, kishimusumbe, roa.
So this is true, isn't it? Yeah. So, if one has not subdued one's own mind, then how is it possible to actually discipline or to subdue the minds of others? Yeah. So therefore, this is very important. So therefore, anyone who is aspiring to be a Mahayana teacher must first subdue his or her own mind.
Yeah.
Okay. You may wonder, well then, in what way does it need to be disciplined, and so forth? Because I find this is important, so I'll read from another translation again, which is, I think this is very important. Okay. How should they have been disciplined? It is not helpful for them to have done just any practice, and then have the result designated as a good quality of knowledge. They need a way to discipline the mind that accords with the general teachings of the conqueror, the Buddha. The three precious trainings are definitely such a way. So it is, you do hear, you know, it's quite common, yeah, that, you know, there are supposedly, there are some teachers, or some people who profess to be teachers, who supposedly have done some practice, or, you know, like, or he or she has done some retreat, you know. And then after, you know, having done that practice, you know, and then they advertise to the people, and they proclaim that, oh, I have done such and such a practice. I have achieved realizations. I have clairvoyance. I can see this and that. I don't know what they see, but anyway, I can see this and that, and I'll see this Buddha, and I'll see this deity. You know? So, I mean, they profess, you know, they claim to have all these abilities. Of course, if in reality they do really possess these qualities, then it's all well and fine. But what if they do not, you know? So therefore, but the point is, these days the people just run after such people, such so-called teachers. And when they hear, wow, this person, you know, has these qualities, he says he has this or that, then they believe and then they run, you know. Or people choose their teachers just because they are famous, they are well known, they are said to have such realizations, you know. So acting in such a way is wrong. Okay, looking for a teacher in such a way is wrong.
Oh, 진짜시나? 다톤다니 편도 심어 명해. 다다 슈바나신데. 다톤다 산제기 템베 지당 템베 다톤다. 심 뒤딩에 지고에 지심부신 숨고야. 대야 다톤다니 라바 숨지고네 도와시 다톤다. 나 슈바나신데. 신인 도와시와 니시와스 다톤다. 로아다 나면 메 다톤다 추진나 내데네. 나면 망보 메데네. 아니 셔럽던 된데네. 어 진대기다. 다톤다. 고그레스.
So if we rely on those so-called teachers, you know, who proclaim to have whatever, you know, realizations and so forth, you know, but do not actually possess them, then if we rely on these people, there's not much benefit for us anyway. So what kind of teacher we should rely on? You know? So it says very clearly in the text, you know, we should rely on a teacher who has disciplined his or her mind. But in what way? He or she must have disciplined his mind, you know, in the way that accords with the general teachings of the Buddha. And what is this way? We have the three precious trainings, the three higher trainings, such a way. So, you know, so therefore you see you have these terms, discipline, serene, and thoroughly pacified. Yeah? So the teacher must be ethical, pure, living in ethics. Must be someone who does not possess a lot of mental chatter, distractions, and someone who is trained in wisdom. Okay, so that's about it for today. So please read up, just read the next couple of pages. It's quite straightforward, nothing difficult. So next Tuesday is a holiday. I give you a holiday. Gisela has something to attend to. So, as such, but we will have class on Thursday, okay? We will have class on Thursday. Just one, relax.
Yeah. Okay, can we invite the important person up to the front? Hao Ching.
Oh, where's my boss? You guys know who Hao Ching is? I mean, of course, some do. Some of you do.